Weight loss, all that and more on today's. Welcome to That's My Story. I'm Mike Barnhart. Okay, today I'm going to be talking about weight loss. So, here's my story. I have been big all my life. Like, not tall-wise, but weight-wise. Well, when I was a little kid, I don't remember how much I weighed, and I didn't really care. But now, since I've reached an advancing age, let's say, I know that I'm overweight. And according to doctors, I'm obese. I'm trying not to be now, but I still am. Well, today on the scale, I weigh 2 pounds less than I did yesterday because I have begun to weigh myself every day. And I weigh 2 pounds less than yesterday, which is something good. Yes, same time. Yes, same clothes. And that's a move in the right direction. But the main reason why I weigh so much is I like food. And I don't mean healthy food. I like salt and vinegar potato chips. Kettle cooked even. Oh. Potatoes are sort of a vegetable, but when they're fried and thin and covered with delicious salt and vinegar goodness, they're not healthy. They just aren't. I wish they were, but they're not. Veggie chips, even though they're vegetables, they're not healthy either. Tortilla chips, they're corn. Healthy? No. Once you fry anything, it becomes not healthy. That's just the way it is. Fried foods are not healthy. Fried okra? Sure, but it's still not healthy. Yeah, I mean, but there are people who fry anything a lot, right? Like fried sticks of butter. That's definitely not healthy. Is it good? I'm sure it is. I haven't had it, but by all reports, it's delicious. Fried ice cream I've had, and it is delicious, but it's fried and it's ice cream, which two things that go together that are really not healthy. And I like not eating healthy foods. I'm sorry, that's just what I am. But I am trying. I haven't bought potato chips in a while, but then I received some free ones, so yeah, there was that goal. But tell you what, I have stopped drinking soda. I've been drinking water now for months, and I haven't had a soda once. And I am happy about that, because soda is a real big thing for me. I like soda. Coke Zero. I love it. Sure, it's zero calorie, but still, with zero calorie makes you think, oh, this is zero calorie, so I can eat more. That's the bad idea. So I've been drinking water, a lot of water, and that's a good thing. There's a study that's been shown that if you get fully hydrated, you get a feeling of euphoria, like a high. I haven't had that feeling yet, but if I keep on drinking water at the pace I am, I'm sure to get that feeling. So I've been drinking a lot of water. Everyone should drink water. I'm sorry, but no matter how good soda it is, it doesn't make up the healthy qualities of water. Moxie soda, although it's disgusting, Still, it's not medicine, it's not water. I'm sorry, water is the best. And I'm telling myself that every day. Now, I do some flavoring for water, like those little zero calorie drink mixes. Sometimes I pop one of those in the water and, shake it up and make it taste like fruit punch or whatever. I like that. And I really don't see the harm of it because it's just water flavoring. I mean, I guess I could slice up an orange and put it in one of those water bottles with the whole things in it and shake it up and drink orange flavored water, but that seems like a lot of work. I'd rather just squeeze a pouch or open a packet and shake it around. But hey, whatever you're into. But I've been losing weight. I weigh myself every day. And on the scale today, at the same time as yesterday, I weigh 2 pounds less. And I'm wearing the same amount of clothes as I did yesterday. So I am losing weight. And that's good. Right now, there's an ice cream truck driving around the place where I live. And I admit, it's tempting to go out there with all the change I have and say, I want an Astro Pop or an ice cream sandwich or something. But I'm not going to do it because I don't have that much change and I know it's not good for me. I've been exercising regularly. I do like a program of like yoga in the morning, which gets my mindset at ease. I do some meditation and I walk a lot. I take the bus to work, as you might know from a previous episode, and I walk 1.5 miles to the bus stop and 1.5 miles back to home. And that's 3 miles I get in regularly. I also do a lot of walking at work. My job keeps me very active, which is good. I have a little track around my place where I can walk and, do some real exercise. I have a Fitbit that tracks my steps. I have a 10,000 step goal and I meet that daily. I don't mind walking. It's when I go to running that I have problems. I have bad knees. It's been said I have rheumatoid arthritis in my knees, which I shouldn't have yet, but I do. And running hurts. And when it's going to rain, it hurts. And when it's raining, they hurt. Even when it's not raining, they ache. But still, running is bad for me. So are stairs. And I don't like to take stairs. If there's an elevator, an escalator, I take that instead. But I'm going to try to work on stairs and maybe instead of the elevator, I'll take the stairs next time I have to go to another floor. And maybe I'll feel better about it. I don't think I will, but I'm trying to get healthy, right? Losing weight, that's the thing, right? Eat better and do exercise. There's so many books that I've read that would say, hey, you don't have to eat better and exercise. You can lose weight by eating these foods and only these foods. Don't worry about exercise. Just eat all vegan and you'll lose weight. Or eat all protein and you'll lose weight. Or eat all lemonade and you'll lose weight. Well, guess what? Those ideas, they might work for some people, but for me, they don't work. I know what I have to do. It's just the part of doing it that I don't like. People say they like to exercise. No, they don't. They exercise because they know they need to. They may want to. But do people really like exercise? I'm inclined to think that they don't. They might be at the gym all the time, but do they like it? I'm going to have to say no. There's a social aspect to a gym, I'm sure. I'm sure it builds up your confidence being in there with other people who are working out, but I don't like it. It's not for me. I don't like working out. And I'm inclined to think a lot of people don't like working out. But I'm not working out, I'm just exercising regularly. And that's okay. I mean, I have to walk, so might as well, right? And it doesn't help to do a couple of sit-ups now and then, or crunches, or push-ups. And even yoga. I mean, I'm getting better balance, so I don't trip over things as much as usual. It's fine, right? Right. And I'm eating better. Like, instead of having a whole box of spaghetti, I'm having an eighth of a box of spaghetti. And I'm using less tomato sauce than usual. That's a good thing. Instead of eating ice cream, because that truck is still driving around, I can take a banana I have in my freezer and mash it up and put a little regular cocoa powder on it and a little vanilla and say, here's my treat. And I pretend it's ice cream. Because it's healthier. Because it's a banana. You know? Things don't have to be bad and to be good. You can still eat healthy foods that still taste good. Like spaghetti squash. Instead of eating like a bowl of like angel hair pasta made from wheat, I could have a spaghetti squash. And so put tomato sauce on that and make it taste good. So, there are a lot of things I could do to eat better. I don't know. Make air pop popcorn. It's not really good, but it's better than eating potato chips, right? I mean, it's air pop popcorn. It's the healthiest of treats. Let's put it that way. And, sure, I may season it up with a little olive oil and salt. And, I mean, I don't use too much. Toss it around. It gives it flavor. So, maybe I'll try that as a snack from now on. I mean, I can air pop popcorn with the best of them. So that's what I'm going to do. Microwave popcorn, it's not the best because it has all those seasonings and whatnot in it. But still, it's popcorn and it's better than most other things. So if you're going to have a snack, try popcorn. Oh, if you want to have like the regular popcorn, get like a paper bag and buy a jar of popcorn kernels and put some kernels in a bag and fold up the bag and pop it in your microwave. Same as regular microwave popcorn. You know, wait until you hear 1 and 2 seconds between rapid popping and you're good to go and it won't burn. So, there's a little tip for me for making your own microwave popcorn and making it healthy. Because if you just put the plain kernels in the bag, it's like your popcorn. And it's fine. And you can season that up too with a little oil or butter or margarine or whatever you want, and salt or whatever seasoning. You can buy those little cheese seasonings, which are good. And I would have to say I recommend them because they taste delicious. But that's all I have to say about losing weight. Eat better and exercise and drink water. And that's my story. That's my story has been brought to you by me, Mike Barnhart, and also weight loss and ice water. Ice is wonderful. Don't you think so? It's one of the easiest recipes to make. All you have to do is put water in a tray. And the trays are like a one-time purchase, like 50 cents. Put water in a tray, stick it in the freezer. A couple hours later, you have ice. There's some parts of the world that don't use ice, and I just don't understand. They could be having cold water instead of lukewarm water. Ah, ice is wonderful. Sometimes I just grab a cup of ice and chomp it all down. But that's enough about ice. Thanks to you, my listeners and subscribers. I want to have you leave me a story. You can do that by writing that's my story pod at gmail.com, or text or leave a message at 626-803-2294. And you can leave me a story that way. Or leave a review or one or joke that you have that you want me to tell. Because I don't mind hearing from people. You can also, if there's an exercise you think I should do to help me lose weight better, send that on in to me, or send like a link in an email or a text or something. I don't mind receiving stuff like that. I mean, I got a link about stretching, and did you know that there are stretching exercises you can do that help you lose weight? It's true. I try to stretch, and my back feels better after stretching, and I can't always say that my back feels great, so stretching is also a good exercise you can do from time to time. Also, if you are so inclined, use stamps.com and use my offer code, because it's easier than going to a post office. Really, it's so much easier. And you don't have to interact with postal workers. I'm not saying postal workers are bad. No. A lot of them are nice and friendly and everything. But, I mean, you don't have to make that trip if you don't choose, if you use Stamps.com. Speaking of trips, if you do need to go somewhere, try using Uber or Lyft. You can subscribe with one of my offer codes. And all that stuff is in my description. I want to thank Anchor for hosting and helping me produce this podcast. Give them a listen at anchor.fm. You'll find all sorts of podcasts there. And tell your friends about this podcast. And yeah, I'm available on all sorts of platforms. Pocket Cast, CastBox, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, all sorts of things. I'm YouTube, Google Podcasts, all these things. search me up for my podcast. That's my story. Pretty easy, if you didn't know that. Okay, I want to leave you with a parting joke. Did you hear about the anti-gravity book? Apparently, you can't put it down. And another joke for those who aren't into thinking jokes. What happens if an elephant swallows you? Well, you can run around in circles until you're all pooped out. Okay, so those were my jokes, and that's been my story. Thanks for listening. Bye.